blame it on something. Gotta blame it on something.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Loose. Cut foot loose.
to life. When he was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how.
CFW.
You're not so civilized.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Wheaton. This is 105.7 CFW.
Who's going?
This is 105.7 CFW.
Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you take. could only let it be. You will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me what is.
I want you to want me.
I'm
This is 105.7 CFW. We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The impending closure of all HSHS and Previa facilities in the Chippewa Valley has left many scrambling for alternative care options, including the University of Wisconsin-Stout. According to a WQOW report, UW-Stout Dean of Students Sandy Scott says they don't know who their new provider will be or what their services will look like, but administrators have begun the process of finding their alternative. The university is hoping for an option that minimizes the impact of the change on students before Previa's last day on June 30th. A massive winning lottery ticket was sold in Cumberland, Wisconsin this week. According to the Wisconsin Lottery, a ticket that was purchased at the Cenex on Caroline Street has won its lucky owner a $1 million prize. The winner matched the five numbers of the Wednesday drawing of the Powerball, 1, 5, 32, 50, and 64, but fell just short of matching the Powerball number of 8 as well. It's the first $1 million lottery win in the state of Wisconsin in 2024. The winner has 180 days to claim their prize. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and foggy through the night, lows upper 20s to around 30. Some clouds and fog to start off Sunday, then a little sunshine for the afternoon, highs warm to the upper 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds and low 40s Monday. Maybe a little rain or snow Monday night. Right now it's 33. CFW.
CFW.
I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. the feel for you. Feel for you.
CFW.